You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Sunday's edition of the podcast. Hopefully you can join us on Racing Radio as well for a busy day of racing. We've got action at Carlisle and Huntingdon domestically. There's two Irish meetings as well from Nace and Cork. You can join Alex Dunn in the studio alongside John O'Connell and Alistair Jones for all of the action on Sunday. My name is Sam Norris and joining me on the podcast today is the aforementioned Mr. O'Connell. How are you, John?
Oh, good, thanks, Sam.
Good. Enjoying these burgeoning stages of the National Hunt season?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just getting going now. We could do, as we mentioned before, a bit of rain.
Oh, desperate for some rain, aren't we?
Yeah, especially in Weatherby today. And even Ascot, a couple of decent fields there, but the 2 mile handicap chase certainly hasn't held up. But yeah, we'll be back in full flow pretty shortly, hopefully.
Yes, I'm sure the rain will come. I've got no doubt.
But then we'll be saying there's too much.
Yeah, of course. It is disappointing, of course, for a race at the Charlie Hall, one of the real early season highlights, to only end up with a field of four.
Yeah.
But you can see connections. Point of view, good to firm in places today.
Yeah, I mean, horse like Thistlecracker's had a few problems. You're not going to risk it on good to firm places. Obviously, Bristol De Meyer is not his ground.
It's a million miles away from his ground, isn't it?
It's not his track either. You're going to get a small field, but opportunity for definitely red and taken today. And a good ride by Danny Cook, who's very good on horses like that, who gets a real positive ride to his fences. Black Courts, and I only saw it once. When I saw it, I just thought the horse rather ballooned the fence and almost seemed to catch Bryony Frost out.
Centre up, yeah.
I was wondering after that if for a while she had a problem with the tack, because
I think she took the next with one foot out of an iron managing to recover.
Yeah, it seemed for a while after that. I thought she was further forward than normal on the horse, but the horse ran well, and the third horse ended up being pretty close to him as well, but fair play, connections were definitely red. That was their opportunity and was well taken.
Yeah, certainly was. He's proving himself to be a real good grade two chaser. It's going to be unlikely that he'll win a grade one, I think.
Yeah, probably, yeah. I think his big day that he sadly missed was the Grand National a couple of years ago, or 18 months ago, where he made the mistake and was hampered, and beat his book, the saddle went, and had to pull him up. I thought on that occasion, everything that was his big chance to win a real, the big race, and it didn't quite happen. He had a Gold Cup last season when he had his condition, didn't work for him. Small fields look fine for the horse, that's what he likes, and hopefully he'll pick up another one this season. But he's been a great horse for connection now for a few years.
Yeah, he's won obviously that Charlie Hall today and the Cotswold Chase as well, another of the Premier Grade 2 chases.
He's pretty versatile ground-wise. Just do you feel the smaller fields tend to suit him, perhaps, and but because he's okay on any ground, if one of those fields cuts up again this year, you feel he's going to be in there, giving his connections every chance. And Brian Ellison was over in America, wasn't he, last night? Sadly, bullet.
Yeah.
And he'll be pleased probably on the flight home to find out when he gets off the plane, definitely about to pop in.
Yes, he certainly will. Is the Breeders' Cup something that interests you massively, John?
It's the sort of thing that, if I follow it, if I'm into it for a couple of months and I'm fine, I find it very hard to suddenly jump into it.
You need to be on the trail.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't pretend to be an expert by jumping in the last minute when the final decks come through.
Yes.
A few years ago, I used to follow it for a while, and I just, to be happy with it, I've got to be following it for more than I am at the moment. Mm.
Yes, fair enough. And just one final point as well before we move on to tackle some of Sunday's racing. Just another word on some of Saturday's star performers. It's such a busy day on Saturday. So much can get lost. But a couple of really good races we've had at Down Royal. Road to Respect taking the J&Y and Chase. They're a grade one prize. Last year's Ryanair winner, Balco de Flo. Maybe a little bit disappointing in behind.
It was.
And Snow Falcon taking the grade two is a horse that's really on the improve.
Snow Falcon, I must admit, I've got to start reassessing this horse now, because I was wondering what trip it wanted, and I think probably connections were probably of the same opinion. But it won the Kerry National last time. Mm. And just won that race in really good style. And it's become a better chaser than I was beginning to think it would.
Yes.
About 6 or 12 months ago. Before that, yeah, Balcadeflo has underperformed in that race. He normally goes well fresh. But the winner, Rota Respect, does go very well first time up. And I'd imagine they probably won't have too many goes between now and Gold Cup Day.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to go for. They'll probably have one or two runs, maybe one run at Christmas, another one there on Gold Cup time, and that'll be it, because you feel he's at his best after a little bit of a break.
Yeah, big day for Noel Mead and Sean Flanagan at the time of recording. It's about 20 past three Saturday afternoon. They've already had a treble on the card.
Yeah, Sean Flanagan, he was off injured for a little while a few months ago, but he's come back in good time and been a big day today.
Mm, certainly has. On to some of Sunday's races then. We've got a couple of contests picked out, one at Carlisle and one at Huntingdon. We'll start with the race at Huntingdon, do them in chronological order. This is the 250 race coming up at Huntingdon on Sunday, which is a Class 4 handicap chase over the extended 2 miles. We're expecting good ground at Huntingdon, but the field sizes are okay. There's 7 in this race, one of the better races of the day at Huntingdon anyway. Where do you start here, John?
Yeah, McCabe Creek, the top one, drops down in class. Just seems to find it a little bit difficult to win, but is one from one here at the track, and back down in 0-115 grade has to be of interest. Broughton's Rhythm, 9-year-old, hasn't had too much racing one of that age, especially over fences, but you feel it could be better to come. A bit of a price I'm interested in, the bottom one, Jack the Journeyman,
who okay.
received a lot of weight, £20 plus from his rivals. He's had a wind operation. He's been off for about 3 or 4 months. If he's ever going to come back and win a race, he's going to do it at Huntingdon. This is his track. And he does go okay fresh. He won this race a couple of years ago, flopped badly in the race last year. When he was out of form a lot of last season, there's a chance he's just not as good as he
yeah.
was. He was actually no world beater at his best, but he was well placed by the trainer in these sort of races. If he's going to have another good day in him, I think tomorrow could be the opportunity. As I say, receiving a lot of weight at a track that he likes, ground he's fine on, he's had a wind operation, he just could come back and surprise some of these, because it's not that strong a race. I'm of the opinion that Connections are probably targeted this event.
Okay, yeah, as you say, first run back after a wind up as well. Is it something you've found a profitable angle? Have you been following it with much interest?
No, I know that a couple of people are saying about the second time back.
I
think a lot of these ones, Sam, when you're looking at a race and you're struggling for an angle, you're thinking that might eke a bit of improvement on that one, a bit like the headgear on
yeah.
the horse. It wouldn't put me off anyway, but it's only going to make me think positively
yes.
rather than negatively about the horse anyway. So I think a lot of things as well about which trainers and what trainers' records have after a wind operation. But I'll give Jack the Journeyman the benefit of the doubt tomorrow in a race where, looking at the field, everything, all his rivals have got some sort of headgear. So Jack the Journeyman, say if he's going to do it, I think tomorrow could be his day.
Okay, Jack the Journeyman then in that Huntingdon race. On to one of the better races of the day on Sunday, and this is over at Carlisle, the 3:45, a listed intermediate chase with some nice horses lining up in this one. Again, we've got a small field, only 6 of them, but a good field, the likes of Surname, Mr. Whittaker won at the festival last year, Renee's Girl. It could be a nice little race this, John.
Oh, cracking race. Every year this is a decent race. There's never a big field, but you always get a class horse in here. It just sits nicely in the calendar for those second season chasers
yep.
coming along and waiting patiently. Won it last year. This is a good race because probably a few trainers might have come here thinking we might have, if not an easy race, we might scare away some opposition. But there's plenty of decent horses going here. Surname from the top of the list, Paul Nichols' horse. Looking at the ground tomorrow, it's a tricky one to call. They're calling it good, but there's showers in the area, so it could be good to soft ground. He's fine on the ground, Surname is, and when he won the Scilly Isles chase back at Sandown, that's possibly the best pit of form off of beating Terrafort on that occasion. And he didn't have much to beat when he won the Pendle chase at Kenton on Racing Post Day. He's a solid horse and sets the standard. He's got to give the weight away. Mr. Whittaker, I just wonder if tomorrow will be his day, given the fact that they're looking at possibly something like the big Cheltenham handicap in a fortnight's time, or the Ladbroke, the ex-Hennessy, in 3 weeks' time. Also, Thomas Patrick, I'm not sure if he'll probably go from the front, but I don't know if he's got the pace to beat the slot over 2.5 miles. The horse I'm interested in, Sam, is Renee's Girl. Mm. I think this is a very smart mare. She's okay after a break. Stable, continuing, excellent form. And Renee's Girl, she's not just a very good mare. She showed at Aintree last season as well. She's very smart against the boys as well, and receiving weight from most of her rivals and £9 from Surname. I'll give this one a go for tomorrow.
Okay, Renee's Girl and the selection at Carlisle in that 3:45. Don't forget you can join us live on Racing Radio from 12:10, another early start time on Sunday. Alex Dunn joined by John, and also Alistair Jones will be back in the studio as well. John, thank you for that and best of luck on Sunday.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.